This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. Well, we got a big old game two tonight, man. Everybody's got their opinions about what happened on Wednesday night. And joining us right now, a guy that has watched and called about as many hockey games as possible throughout his life. Jeff Remmer, former voice of the Panthers, joins us. Rem, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Joe. Looking forward to game two tonight, as you are, and all the Panther fans.
Hey, so I got to ask you, I always love the fallout, and I love to get the Canadian take because it's so passionate about everything. And Rem, I know you're very familiar with all of that. I want to ask you, first of all, I see Tkachuk getting a lot of heat. Matthew Tkachuk is obviously not 100%, but he got to be in the lineup, right? As long as he can still somewhat play.
Hey, Tkachuk at 50 or 75% has got to be in the game. And you're right. I questioned this the last time I joined you. I think he's far from 100%, but still has an impact. Whether he's on the ice or on the bench, he's offering something. And I expect he'll have it all going here tonight and give it the best effort. I tell you, I expect a better game from Florida. I thought they got beat by their own game in game one. I think the Oilers' forecheck was dominant, and it kind of makes for some adjustments, I believe, you're going to see from Paul Maurice and the team here tonight.
When they went up, especially late, do you think they were showing a little too much respect? I keep hearing that for the two great players that that we talk about with Draisaitl and McDavid.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. When they went up 2-1, it looked like they were in control after I thought Florida dominated the first few minutes of the game. Or excuse me, Oilers dominated the first few minutes of the game. But I think they laid back, and there were one or two players that said after the game they didn't continue with the full court press. You got to watch for something here tonight. What Florida has to counter is the goaltender Skinner for Edmonton. He's a good puck-handling goaltender, and he kind of negates the forecheck that the Oilers must face here from Florida. So they've got to negate that. He's an excellent goaltender at handling the puck, and you saw a lot of that in game one. And Florida has to get that forecheck going and somehow dump the puck into the corners where he can't go. Remember, there's a trapezoid behind the net. The goaltender can't go the full length of the ice. So what Florida, this is Jeff Remmer here now, Coach Remmer, what the Panthers have got to do is dump that puck into the corner where he can't come out of the net and play it.
Gotcha. Hey, did they look tired to you at all? And that was the other one I heard, and especially from some of the Canadian guys are saying, thought the Panthers looked a little tired late, that Edmonton was skating at a different speed.
No, I don't believe that at all. I mean, Florida had more time off between games than what Edmonton had. You can't use that as an excuse. this team is going to be better here tonight. I thought Bobrovsky was fine in game one. I think they've got the edge in goal. The only thing Skinner got for him over Sergei is the fact that he can handle the puck. No, they're not tired at all. And I expect some adjustments from Paul Maurice and company and a better effort tonight in Edmonton.
Okay, and this one, you know, when somebody makes a big mistake, your diehard fans, like, they want guys benched, and you saw the penalty for the delay game and the power play from Thomas Nosek. What'd you think? I mean, terrible time for it to happen, and there's no question about it. It's not one we can debate. It's definitely a penalty. What'd you think?
Well, I love Paul Maurice's comment. We can't let him eat alone here tonight after the
game.
Loved it. Yeah. They've got a great spread after these games. I've been part of it in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And these guys, I tell you what, a couple of times, I got to be honest with you, I got a little Joe Rose in me. And after I went to those post-game buffets, I took some stuff back to my room for breakfast. So, yeah. Sorry, I mean, I know you, Joe, for a long time, and you and I are in the same class.
You got to put Goldie in there, too. Goldie ain't picking up anything, man. Steve Gold, I picked up Goldie's tab now for a lot of years. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, by the way, I mean, you know, we get the per diem on the road. We can save the per diem if we take stuff back to our room. And I know for a fact Goldie's done that on more than one occasion. I've seen it for myself.
I had to tell him one day, I said, Gold, how much money you have in the bank? Oh, I don't want to get into it. I said, geez, man, because you ain't paying for anything, man. Unless that wife spent a lot of money, you have saved a lot, man. Yeah, you had to get on him a little bit for that, as you know him too.
All right, true confession here now, and I've been accused of this by my broadcaster brethren. Remember, I've worked for the Washington Capitals, the Florida Panthers, and, of course, the Columbus Blue Jackets, just retiring after 20 years. I have to downplay the fact that I've still got some of those per diem envelopes here in Florida from Washington days.
And you're proud of it, Rim. I love it. And you're proud of it.
Hey, I can pull them out and I can show you some of those envelopes if you ever come over here.
Hey, Rim, I believe you. Oh, you are beautiful. Hey, so adjustments tonight, and we talk about the great, you know, Draisaitl didn't have a goal last year. He was banged up and looks like a completely different guy in those first couple of goals, and Connor McDavid is Connor McDavid. So I love this one. They talk too much about Connor McDavid. Well, he's the best player in hockey. Of course you're going to talk about him, and he lost last year. That's normal. You agree?
Oh, yeah. And those guys, they're focused this year. Even watching how they reacted after the game, there wasn't the high-five celebrations. They were very businesslike. This series, Joe, is going 7 games, much like last year. And it's going to be a heavyweight battle. They're going to go back and forth. It's not going to be Florida winning the first 3 games of the series and the Oilers coming back from that 3-0 deficit in Game 7. But I'm telling you, it's a long series, and it's going to be a heavyweight fight. I expect a better performance tonight from Florida. Going to come back here 1-1. They'll probably split the next 2 games. It's going 7, regardless of how it goes.
Hey, Edmonton did look a lot more physical than I expected. Did they surprise you a little bit?
Not really. They can play any kind of game that you want. Obviously, I think the Florida Panthers are a more physical team, and they've got to bring that in game 2 here tonight at Edmonton. But no, I did not think that they were any more physical or won't be physical. That's a pretty good hockey team over there. They took Florida to 7 games last year, and as I said, it's going to be another 7-game series here. Physicality will be on both sides of the ice here tonight. These two teams are the best two teams in hockey, and we're going to see it displayed in Edmonton again this evening.
Rim, officiating real quickly, and I wouldn't know about this, and you would. I heard a lot of people complaining the officiating at both ends. They didn't call enough. There's a lot of stuff they let go. And I started thinking, you know, overall in sports, the deeper you get in the playoffs, I think the officials in the league want them to play more and not let the officials – have such a help on the outcome of a game. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You're right on the money there. And I thought early on, Wes McCauley, the veteran referee, worked game one along with Rooney. I think after that first period, they kind of set the parameters of the game, and then they let the players play. Let them decide it. Nosek gets that penalty. There's no way to avoid it. after he flung the puck over the glass. But for the most part, you're going to see these officials put the whistles away, let these guys play, and determine the winner on the ice. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you thought Big Bob was so some people say, Big Bob's got, you know, he's got to play better. I thought Big Bob was really good, man. He had some point-blank shots against some really good players and had 42 saves in the game. How would you grade that game that he had overall?
I thought he was fine. I had no issue with Bobrovsky. As I say, he's a far better goaltender than Skinner. The only advantage Skinner has, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, is his ability to handle the puck. Otherwise, it's all Bobrovsky for me.
Yeah, Big Bob, man. Wow, what a turnaround in just from a few years ago. I thought they were going to get rid of him. I really did. To come back and the way he's played since Paul Maurice has taken over and a new general manager, it's just done a great job. It's been a great story. Well, it's always great having you, Rim. Really appreciate it. Outstanding stuff. Now, so you're saying per diem, you still have some of that money that's in your savings account is what you're telling me for retirement.
No. It's under my bed. It's between... It's between the sheets here because it's still in the envelopes. It's not in the bank. It's still.
You are beautiful.
And I got taxed for that. I got taxed for it. I paid my tax, so keep the IRS away. You know, get taxed on that. You know, we do get taxed on that money, and we just don't get it. I mean, I look at my check and I say, well, why is there all this extra money? Well, you got charged for per diem. You paid extra taxes on it.
Hey, Rim. If there's one guy that didn't get shortchanged on his career, and I know, you know, you could still go if you wanted, but you had a hell of a career, my man. You had a long career in that league. That
47 years. 47 amazing. Years, over 2,500 play-by-play games. Yeah. A lot of them in Florida with the Panthers.
You have seen it all, man. Hey, you got a favorite player down here from when you were here? Is there any one guy you just really enjoyed, like, everything about him? It's not taking shots at any other guys, just one guy, because we had some great personalities during that Stanley Cup run that they had. One guy you like, one guy that was fun to be with.
That's tough. Well, Jovo was great, but Brian Skrudland tried to jump into bed. Now, we all lived out here in Coral Springs.
Yeah.
And Skrudland lived down the street. Mellenby was just around the corner from me. One night they beat me home, and Skrudland said, I'm going to get into bed with your wife before you get there. They blocked me off the sawgrass. And Scrooge tried to get in the house, started pounding on the door. It's a true story. Started pounding the door. Fortunately, my wife, Farrell, never came to the door to let him in. That was his ultimate goal, was to jump into bed with my wife after a game and after a road trip.
That's why his nickname was Screwy right there, boy. You just hit it. Boy, what a character he was. Hey, Rim, thank you so much, bud. You take care. Get the golf course. Hit it straight.
Anytime, buddy. Take care.
Jeff Rimmer joining us, talk a little bit. Yeah, I got to tell you, though, gold's right there, man. I love gold. And gold, God bless gold. He is making a lot of money, too. I mean it. My gosh. All right, we got to go to break here. I want to thank Rim for joining us, talk a little bit about Game 2 tonight with a lot of good stuff. Right now, I want to talk to you about something that's affected a lot of families and a lot of people are going through. It's real-life stuff, anxiety, depression. Maybe the drinking's gotten out of hand because you are in a funk and you hit the bottle and now you find yourself just can't get out of it, can't get away from it. Hey, it doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. And a lot of people are going through it, all different ages. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. These folks get it. I mean, they get it in a big way. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse, led by expert doctors, some of the best in the business, therapists who build a plan around you. Inpatient, outpatient, virtual care. They do it all, whatever works for you to get great results. Most insurance is accepted, so if you need a reset, Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. That's recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, Woody, I just step back here for a second. There just seems to be, you know, it's not even in the world. It's in sports, too. A lot of bad blood with stuff going on, huh? The new world. And I know we didn't used to have all these outlets for everybody, right? Social media for people to just say whatever they want. Just, you know, at the moment, let it rip. But
well, yesterday felt especially vicious.
Yesterday
for
what?
Obvious reasons, but.
Yeah. Starting with the president and the richest man in the world. Yeah, you're talking about
that. Hell of a duel.
By the way, just about when you think you've seen just about everything possible, the president of the United States and the richest man going back and forth.
Well, Tesla stock's up like 40 points this morning because apparently they're going to sit down and talk about their differences.
Well, probably. If we're to step back, it's probably not good for anybody, but that'd be my thought.
Hopefully they'll work it all out. Everyone's got to get along, right?
Everybody needs to get along, just like here, Woody. We just all
but that Twitter is an outlet for that stuff, though, man. Hey, man, Omar did it last week. Omar got into a fight, like a social media fight, and then brought it to the airwaves. Obviously didn't go well for anyone.
So we got podcasters doing really well and actually making a good living.
Yes.
Covering, I can't speak for all the teams, but covering the football team, the Dolphins.
Hurricanes too, man. Alex Dono's doing a great job.
Their popularity around the country, the Dolphins' popularity and the amount of clubs they have, I have been blown away through the years. People ask me, hey, well, you know, what's the experience been like? Because I do a lot of stuff and meet a lot of them. And there's a Dolphin club in Northern California that I actually flew home between games to see my parents for a couple days as they get older, or now my father. And then in Southern California, I had a huge club. And New York's got that 5,000 strong. They got them all over the country.
But it was sad because so the other day we had the event here, and I got to see firsthand what you deal with. And, you know, the people that were there are big fans, and they came up to you and they asked the same questions, man.
Same questions. Like, they just happen to own businesses.
All over the country,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
No, it's the same questions about the same people, and same thing. And honestly,
what do you get most, Tua, or is it Chris now?
I got to tell you, it's not Tua right now.
Okay.
I mean, everybody knows the deal. Like, Tua,
yeah.
If he stays healthy, it would be fun to see what it would look like if you could stay healthy 17 games. But
we have awesome fans, by the way, the Dolphins. Like, the fact that these people are still around and still care is incredible because this thing has been rough for a long time, like a really long time. There's generations of fans that haven't seen a playoff win.
No. Yeah, by the way, you're right. And so when we do have them fired up.
Joe, you could be a Dolphin fan that's recently out of college, hasn't seen one.
True.
I mean, that's, you know.
No, I'm not. Woody?
That's a lifetime.
I am not disagreeing with you for the fans that stick with this. And we have a lot of fans that still put a positive spin on everything. I see comments like, I'm finally glad to see, Joe, that the Dolphins are going young and doing it the right way. I feel really good about this draft class. And I feel really good about the development of some of these guys. And let's play them instead of getting the Jalen Ramseys of the world. Okay, I get it, man. I hope you're right, because at the end of the day, no matter what you got extra with Jalen Ramsey that you didn't like, or the team didn't like, or sometimes I didn't like, because he just wanted to play the games. And I'm guilty of saying, you're not going to like everybody on your football team. They're here to play. Some guys want to let you know, I'm here to play, and I don't want to deal with anything else. I don't want to be a team leader. I want to make plays for this team. That's going to be the way I lead this team. I'm going to be really good at what I do. And you get the, and we have those on the team right now, and every team has them. We don't have everybody buying into the team thing and, hey, I'm going to spend extra time. We had two guys last year that were as good as I can remember, and I'm talking up close seeing it, because they both sat on my bus and I saw them with the players, and you see the shots on the sideline if you go or if you watch on TV. That was Calais Campbell and Teron Armstead, two really good leaders at the end of their careers that were not threatened, that were comfortable and understood. If they can't play, you want to get some young guys ready to go, especially the guys that care enough to come up to you, young guys. They want to know everything you know. They want your knowledge, and they want it now. And you're going to have some guys that just aren't that way, no matter how much. And I don't know exactly what happened with Jalen Ramsey and Mike McDaniel. I wish in a perfect world it could work out. Because sometimes, a lot of times, teams will say, as long as he does what we want, as long as he follows the rules that we have, the few rules that professional teams now don't have a whole lot of rules for players. They really don't. There's not that much. One is be on time. That's one that's never going to go away, although some guys still have trouble with it. And this goes back. I mean, Miguel Cabrera was a classic late-for-everything guy. I used to go out and cover that Marlins team, and his group would be out stretching, and the joke was, and those guys were, hey, where's Miguel? And they'd laugh. They go, he's not even in the clubhouse yet. He's not even here. And you want guys to stretch together. When I say on time, you want them to be at practice at the same time, ready to go, when the first drill's ready to go. And you hope that when they say they'll be a leader, they can lead in a positive way, and not just during the game by how many plays you make, but help young guys and let them see you doing it the right way every day at practice. And I think this has been part of the problem with the Jalen Ramsey thing that at this point can't be fixed. Bad look for the team too. Terrible look for the team. So you gave this guy a two-year contract extension, and he's been the same guy throughout his whole career. They're laughing in Jacksonville. They're laughing in L.A. They know what he's like. And that's why they go, uh-oh, we're going young. The Rams go, uh-oh, we got to go young. We're rebuilding this thing. Got to let Jalen Ramsey go. And the Dolphins, we jumped on it. We jumped on it for the same reason the Rams jumped on it to win right now. Now, you see that you're doing, you're going young with a lot of guys, and you're going, oh boy, this guy might not be the right guy for all these guys. So, but that's what you're dealing with, man. That is part of the football, and you're just not going to get every guy that wants to run around and every veteran to run out of their way going, hey, young guy, I may have to play you this year. Come on over here, man. Let me hang with you here a little bit and give you a little speech on knowledge and things to do and not do in the league. So anyway, that's just the way it is, man. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue. Mike Florio is going to join us. I got to tell you, it is incredible, all this stuff going on. Aaron Rodgers finally signs with the Steelers. He'll be at minicamp next week, I believe Tuesday.
Imagine if he doesn't show up.
Oh, God.
He did that last year. Yeah. Remember, that was when he planned his vacation?
Yeah.
The mandatory minicamp?
He showed up at the OTAs but decided not to go to the one that's mandatory
It'd
instead.
It'd be tremendous
of,
if he doesn't show up.
I think he's going to show up. I always wonder. So a lot of guys are down on him. A lot of former players are down on him. I don't want you to know, like, a lot of people think Aaron Rodgers in his own world. Now, not the group, not McAfee and those guys that use him and find him to be good for business, because
he's very good for their business.
You don't know what he's going to say. Yeah. You don't know what he's going to do when he goes on a podcast, and he's going to go after some guys. He's gone after Ryan Clark. He's gone after some different guys that, you know, have to talk about things he does and doesn't do. But he's got a lot of guys really down on him.
A lot of the stuff he says is pretty harmful, man. You know? That's that crazy stuff he throws out there.
Well, guess what? Pittsburgh
doesn't help anyone.
Pittsburgh is a hardcore, diehard football. As good
they must be thrilled in Pittsburgh, though, this morning. Land that guy?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's a bad guy, but he's better than Mason Rudolph.
It's a great question. They know he's clearly better than anything they have.
Of
they
course.
Do know that. Every Steeler fan knows that.
Mason Rudolph should not be a starter in the NFL.
Never. Hey.
Skyler might be in a little bit of trouble, though.
He might be find himself.
He come back here?
Practice squad or less.
They he welcome him back?
No. No way. They let him go.
I know.
He went from backup to they let him go. I tell you who you won't let go is Beverly's Jewelers. Oh, boy, I tell you what, this weekend you're looking around for a birthday gift, anniversary gift, special occasion gift, or the big one for guys out there. So I need a diamond ring. I need one quickly, and I am on a tight budget. I'm glad you said something. I got a great one for you from Beverly's Jewelers. They have this incredible offer you don't want to miss. It's a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond VVS Clarity e-color set and a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. I know you're going, what? Well, come on, what's the cap? No. Go see it. Now, I'm just telling you, wherever you are in South Florida, go to Beverly's Jewelers off Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale to see this ring. It is sweet. By the way, you can choose from all shapes, larger size available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is for a limited time. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers. I've been going there between 30 and 35 years. Jeff's been in business a lot longer than that. He's working with his daughter, Amanda, who is spectacular. And that whole staff is great. Check it out, man. If you're starting to look around, you don't really have a jewelry store that you really know or you trust. Beverly's Jewelers in Fort Lauderdale or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, before we get back to it here, let's get you your weather. It is brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. We might have a dry weekend, Joe. There's potential for it.
Well, listen, I'm not against rain now. I'm not.
You just like it when it's convenient for you.
Yes.
When you're about to take a nap, you're okay with it.
Or sleep in at night. I mean, if it wants to rain during the night. I wish we could... We could change sometimes. All right.
As long as it's not too early. Started here, by the way.
We
got a break.
We got Alcaraz,
early
man.
Break point for Alcaraz.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Who's that, Musetti?
Yeah. Very good. Very good Italian from great clay court player. One of the four finalists here.
Is he?
In the semifinal. Really good,
He's about to get broken in the first
game. Yeah, calm down.
Game.
Calm down. That's not. You never know. These guys are all good enough to beat. Oh,
ooh.
See? Just don't. You got to be careful. You put a whammy. It's back to even now, Woody. All right. So, hey, we've got lots of stuff going on here. I know we've been all over. Mike Florio is going to join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour like he has for a long, long time. Woody, you said something earlier today, and I've been laughing about how North Carolina is going to handle Bill Belichick at the ACC meetings, which are coming up that – we go to, thanks to our friends at the Orange Bowl. They get us up there, and ACC and Orange Bowl have a relationship, so they treat us, and we're used, so you know. Coaches like to come on in our market because of our high school football. I mean, I can't be any more honest than that. So we know it. It's not like they like us or they know who everybody is. They know. They come down here and recruit a lot, And of course, Miami will be up there, and Woody will be with the Hurricanes for the day up there as well. But yeah, this Bill Belichick thing, he's done this to himself. I don't care about updates every day, and I don't care if she's got $8 million of his real estate money that she gave him.
Well, that's a funny part of it.
No, but I don't really care. Like, that's happening every day. I mean, that's going on every that's going on everywhere. I really don't care. Love and all of a sudden, you know, doing that stuff, that's
somebody said on the text, a few people brought this up the first time, that they guarantee that she'll be there because she's the de facto sports information director for North Carolina.
I
no way.
You think she's going to be there?
Absolutely not.
So I don't think she's going to be there either because of all this stuff that continues about what is she doing.
If she is there, she's a pig.
So though,
because she has to at least know that, like, she's become the story.
So the AD.
Unless she really just is thriving off of this stuff.
The AD, and they're paying him $10 million a year, so it's not like he's getting chump change. I'm telling you right now that if she shows up, all bets are off for the PR guy that's got to go around ahead of time and set up markets of Bill. Bill's not going to go on every radio station.
Wouldn't she be the person doing it, though, theoretically?
No. That PR guy that's been at North Carolina is going to do it, or the new guy. They'll talk ahead to everybody and explain what the rules are, and they will say, I'm telling you right now.
No go. If she's there, if she's tagging along with him, no go on that. Now, if she's not there and he wants to talk football, great.
There's no
then you
way.
Respect that.
If he shows up and doesn't
she's
meet
she's walking
with,
around Radio Row with him?
No. Let me just say this. Let me finish. If he's going to go there and do interviews, which is part of what you do, man. You get the word out. It's a great time for free recruiting to all the different markets. He's got to show up by himself for that. They will set up rules of what you can ask and not ask. And the PR person will say, if you ask and you go outside and you bring her up, we're gonna cut you off right there. We're going to be rude. We're going to tell you it's over. And that's going to be the rules. And Bill's going to know. Hey, Bill, we told him. They ask anything about that young little girlfriend of yours, it's over. It's going to be awkward, though.
Now, you're okay with that, right? Like, if Belichick did decide he wanted to come on down here and you were doing the interview, you would be okay with that, right? Because what are you going to ask? Like, what would the question even be? Hey, what are you doing with that girl? Are you afraid she's going to take all your money? Like, what would the question be?
No.
You would talk football with him, right?
I would talk football, probably, yes.
You got to bring up the NFL stuff, the Dolphin stuff, and the record, right?
I think most
people. That might make
people,
him uncomfortable, too.
I think people are starting to find her whole act to just get old. Unless, by the way, he can't be that stupid. If she shows up, here you go again. You've opened up a can of worms for a bunch of radio stations and a bunch of writers that are going to be, and all the national writers are going because Belichick's going to be there.
Dude, it'll be the talk. First of all, he's going to be the talk of the media days regardless.
Not even close to anybody else. It won't. Yeah. Clemson, nothing against Mario and the Hurricanes. Anybody else you want to put in the ACC, it's all going to be about Bill Belichick.
Yes. He will be the feature of that whole thing, which is 3 days, by the way.
Well, he's only going to be there for one, so there will be stuff. But the day that he's there,
no
everybody's going to show
there.
Up.
Someone said she's going to be there.
No way.
If she was on the pivot and everywhere else, she will be there.
By the way, you saw Channing did some kind of apology. Did you see the Channing stuff? I haven't talked to him. I'm going to see Channing, I think, this weekend.
Okay.
But Channing's like, hey, man, I'm like sorry that, yeah. the way everything went. I didn't mean for it to go that way. Well, they talked ahead of time, and they thought it was going to be completely different. And
someone said, what's Bill going to say anyway? Can't say we're on to Cleveland. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was so brutal with the media, too. I wonder what he's going to be like at this thing. I have a hard time seeing him going around to the radio stations, but so, like, the way that they set it up, it's the Radio Row is on, like, one floor. They have, like, an upstairs where they have, like, a big press conference room. They take a whole ballroom.
Yes.
They turn a big press conference and
yes,
all that. And
yeah.
I know you are. I'm for people that maybe aren't. But there's I just have a tough time seeing him walking around all those radio stations. Don't you?
No way. And he's going to stay away from everybody until a guy, his PR guy, grabs him and says, you've got something at 9:20 or 10:20 or 12:20 or, you know, whatever. and then you get 10 minutes and no more. You get that one. Mm-hmm. Or 7 minutes, or they whatever bulls they pull. But they're the bad guy. The PR guy's going to go, hey, listen, this is Bill Belichick. And but, you know, hey, man, it's going to come down to this pretty soon.
If she walks him around the radio row and all that, it'll be fantastic.
No way it'll happen. By the way, really, it's going to be here at some point about Bill's commitment to this football season and even after this first year. And the other thing is, like, how good's his team going to be? They paid him a lot of money to come in, and I guess recruiting's been all right. You know, he's got with him. He's got a guy we used to have on our show, Michael Lombardi, is running, basically running recruiting for him. He's got his two sons on there. I do agree that Lombardi can't be excited about this young girlfriend. And Bill Belichick, there's no question in my mind Bill's two sons can't stand her. There's no question in my mind they
gotta be half their age, right?
Yeah. Oh no, they're both a lot older than she is.
Quarter of his age.
By the way, the one guy's wife's already come out and ripped
yeah.
him. So you can only imagine how the family, not that Bill cares about what the family thinks.
They may be married by the time ACC Media Day rolls around.
They can't be marrying her. Come on. Come on.
We're going to find out.
I do
out.
Think she's attractive, and I know a lot of people don't. A lot of people think that I'm nuts.
Well, she's probably going to be in her 30s when he eventually goes, right? And we're going to find out that the will was changed.
Somebody told me.
She's
God,
get
really?
It all.
What are you
she's
doing?
She's going to get it all.
What are you doing, an LMM movie or something? What is
you
that?
You know that. You know she's going to get it all.
There's no way.
That's her plan.
There's no way. No matter how good that loving is or whatever feeling he gets occasionally, you know that feeling, Woody. Anyway, there's no chance. You realize she's going to be 30, he's going to be 80?
Yeah.
Come on.
She's going to be 40 and he's going to be dead.
He's going to be 80. Nothing against 80, Pat. I'm having some fun. But she's going to be 30. That's crazy. All right.
She's going to be set up when she changes that will by the time she hits
Michael 40. Lombardi, who's not bashful about anything, and he does kiss Bill's ass, but that's always been his job. But I got to tell you, there's no way
that
privately.
Was a vicious shot, by
there
the way.
Is Jeez. No way that Michael Lombardi's going, man, this is great. I'm so happy to see Bill with such a young girl.
Oh, man. You're not making any friends this morning.
And the other thing about this, it's crazy. Like, Belichick was all about keep your mouth shut, don't do anything, no distractions, and do your job. He owns that, do your job. Over on the side, do your job. Hey, you know, they get their ass kicked on the drive. Do your job. That's his thing. Like, oh, I know what he means when he says that. All right.
All right, so real quick, here's a scenario. Like, let's say she is there, and Bill decides to do the radio interviews. Do we just lead off with the question about her and have the interview canceled? Just because that would probably
First
make
of
for
all,
good radio.
If he allows her to come, all bets are off. They all have a right to ask about her if she shows up.
They're going to say no questions about her, but you have to lead off with that, I think.
I'm going, hey, Bill, I wasn't going to ask you anything, but she's here. She's famous. You made her famous, Bill. By the way, can you guys do that little pose you did on the beach? We'd love to see that one. And I'm going to drop the mic right there if you do that. Can you do that little mermaid thing you did on the beach? That was beautiful. Still in great shape, Bill, for your age to be able to do that, actually. That's great. All right, man, we got to go to break here.
We'll set it up, man. We'll see what we can do.
I got to tell you, if you're able to get him, that's going to be spectacular.
I would prefer you did the interview if it's going to get uncomfortable, though.
I would love to.
Because I'd have to sit face-to-face with him.
No, I get it. I'm thousands
you know
of
I'm
miles
cowardly.
Away. All right, hey, I'll tell you, you can feel good about this, Woody. Your South Florida Chevy dealers, man, I got to tell you. I talk about the trucks all the time, the Silverado trucks and strong, durable Silverado trucks. And I talk way too much, apparently, about the Tahoes and Suburbans, big, comfortable. I call them ready to go for your vacation, man. They don't want to jump in the airport, want to save a few dollars, but still have the family together. Boy, these Tahoes, they can't get much bigger than they are right now. They are big and comfortable for you and the whole family. Like those Suburbans, but let's get to the midsize SUVs. Yeah, the all-new Equinox, love talking about it. Everything it offers on the inside, convenient driver tech, just an unbelievable look on the outside and plenty of room for you and the family. That's kind of the theme with the Traverse. and the Equinox is the amount of space and the great look that you get, and everything inside is just spectacular. I'm telling you right now, you're going to love it. Hey, maybe you want to step into the electric Equinox SUV. Oh my gosh, it is gorgeous and offers everything you need. And of course, plenty of room for the family and friends. Whatever and wherever you're headed this summer, Chevrolet has an SUV to meet all your needs. Hurry into your local South Florida Chevy dealers today. 14 dealerships out South Florida. This weekend, if you're starting to look around for that SUV, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.